Good morning, everyone. Today is the 6th of February, 2018. And this morning, the question that we must ask ourselves is, are things getting better and better? Okay. In Darwinian evolutionary thought, the whole presupposition is and touted by those in that camp are that the species is evolving to a higher form. Okay. You know, the Word of God tells us that entropy is the way of what things are going. Scripture tells us that the earth is wearing out, and we can look in the mirror and we can see evidences of entropy, can't we? We look at our wrinkled skin, our sagging necks. You know, why do people go and get these skin tucks and skin lifts and plaster all kind of makeup all over their face to try to cover up the results of the law of thermodynamics taking into effect, entropy? Well, as it relates to spirituality, the question is, are things getting better and better? Well, in our world, we look around us and we see evidence of moral degeneracy and moral depravity. And Scripture tells us that in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. And it says things are going to wax worse and worse. So Scripture is in direct contradistinction to what the world and Darwinian evolutionary theory and modern day philosophers are purporting. You know, now Scripture does tell us that knowledge will be increased, but it's not spiritual knowledge. It's earthly knowledge. And we know what Scripture tells us about earthly knowledge. You know, it's not good. Paul spent a great deal of time talking about that kind of knowledge. And he says that the foolishness of God is wiser than man. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty and base things of the world, and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But, I'm glad there was a but in there. Of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. The philosophers are not glorying in the Lord. They're glorying in their own wisdom. You know, the Bible says in Corinthians chapter 2, he says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, not of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Well, we see a huge, huge dichotomy, a contrast between the wisdom of this world and the wisdom that can only be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit of God. And, you know, when we look in our world, we realize that the world is based upon the flesh and the devil. When you look at any halftime event in the Super Bowl, when you look at the Super Bowl, it's all pretty much based upon the flesh. And we see that same spirit of the flesh revealed in arts, in theater, in the movies, in entertainment of every type, every kind, the Jay Leno's of life. You know, Conan O'Brien. This is of the flesh. This is of the earth, earthy. It's devilish. But in contrast, we see spiritual wisdom can be given to us only through God himself by his Spirit. He searcheth the deep things of God. Who can know him? His ways are past finding out. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? And being his counselor taught him. But we have the mind of Christ. Well, we go back to the Psalms, and we get great consolation from the Psalms. In the 42nd Psalm, we read, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for shall I shall yet praise him for the help of my countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonite, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All the waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness. In the daytime and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, My rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I a mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Well, I'm glad that we have our Abba Father, Jesus Christ, our advocate, our mediator, that we can go to and cry out to for help in time of aid. We need him, you know. I'm glad that we can go to our Savior. 51st Psalm, a delightful psalm. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto thy multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Well, I hope the reading of God's Word has brought comfort and joy to your hearts like it has mine this morning. God bless you this day, and may God's presence be with you in a special way this day is my prayer. God bless.